It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're going to follow up this morning on a story that made big news after 9/11. The United States pressured Saudi Arabia to reform its educational curriculum. The idea was to eliminate material that demonized Christians and Jews and urged holy war on unbelievers. Senior Saudi officials have assured the U.S. that the reform has been completed, but a new report by the human rights group Freedom House suggests otherwise. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Wahhabism, a strict and rigid interpretation of Islam, permeates life in Saudi Arabia and has long dominated the public school curriculum. When it was learned that most of the 9/11 hijackers were Saudis, the U.S. demanded changes in the Saudi school system in the belief that the strict Islamist curriculum encouraged a culture of violence. Saudi officials have been trying to convince Washington the educational curriculum has been reformed. On a recent speaking tour of American cities, the Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Turki Al-Faisal, assured audiences the kingdom has eliminated what might be perceived as intolerance from its textbooks. Last week, here in Washington, the Saudi foreign minister, Saud Al-Faisal, proclaimed that the reforms go far beyond moderating the language used in textbooks.
They go into teacher training, directions for the messages that are given to children in the formative years, and this is done for our own security and our own educational standard.
The Center for Religious Freedom at Freedom House spent the last 4 months studying some of the textbooks currently in use in Saudi public schools, from grades 1 through 12. The center's director, Nina Shea, says the texts do not comport with what Saudi officials have been saying.
That, in fact, these textbooks do reflect an ideology of hatred against the other, against Christians, Jews, other Muslims, for instance, the Shiites, the majority of Sunni Muslims, and all others who do not subscribe to the Wahhabi doctrine.
The center's report cites numerous examples. It quotes a fourth-grade text as telling students to love for the sake of God and to hate for the sake of God. It says that textbooks instruct students that Christians and Jews are apes and pigs, and warns students not to greet, befriend, or respect non-believers. Saudi officials have told Washington their reformed curriculum encourages tolerance and understanding of other religions and cultures. Nina Shea says any changes in that direction are minuscule.
They have made some changes. Sometimes, though, these changes are not all that it's cracked up to be. For example, they will say you have to hate the unbeliever, as they call it, but not treat them unjustly. That's supposed to be an improvement.
In its defense, the Saudi embassy here in Washington issued a statement saying that curriculum reform is a massive undertaking and that the process in Saudi Arabia is ongoing. Nina Shea is skeptical. She notes that the oil-rich Saudis began the reform process 5 years ago.
They certainly have the money to change all the textbooks for next semester, or last semester, for that matter.
U.S. State Department spokesman Tom Casey told reporters on Monday he had not seen the Freedom House report, but he indicated that Washington still is not satisfied with what's being taught in Saudi schools.
We appreciate the fact that there are efforts underway to work on this, but certainly it still is an ongoing concern and something we'll continue to be discussing.
For her part, Nina Shea warns that if Saudi Arabia does not speed up its reforms, Saudi schools could produce another generation of students grounded in the culture of jihad. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.
You can educate yourself on this topic by reading the Freedom House report and the Saudi response at npr.org.